Blog Talk Radio.
Of this bloodline of mine, that spark that's in the nigga's heart, that calls him to shine before all the rhymes, lessons that I keep in my mind, I owe you, and I'd give my right hand to show you, whether it's fists or guns, whatever it go to, it's me they go through, if ever they want to, I'd line the flames, dead game and trying to scratch, K-A-S, I know where my dog
and I'ma
at.
Be the one behind just to keep you on your toes, I'll be your extra eyes that hold you down around your foes, I'll be your extra gun. Need me, let me know. For my dog, I'll be the first to cock it back and let it go. They do it for the dough. Me, I do it for the love. You my nigga, to the death, so I treat you like my blood. If push comes to shove and they try to send you back to the street, I give my last to put you back on your feet. Feel me?
This is for my dog. 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 This is for my dog.
My nigga.
This is for my dog. This is for my dog. This is for my dog, this is for my dog, this is for my dog, this is for my dog,
my nigga, my nigga.
You're my dog, nigga, I die for. Bust a 5-4, she the judge and lie for. You the type of nigga I throw weight up on the block for. Just get ahead and lock jaws, and your half, I got yours. Sending the dog, I smell it all night. I told niggas to shut up and write. Xbox with a hell of a bite. For the love, they always will be. Till they kill me, I put my thugs on it. The slide with my blood on it.
Dog. Big ups to your first shit. Yeah. Niggas know the deal, just wait for them plaques to get shipped. Do your thing, nigga, you know we got your back. Cause real dogs always return with food for the pack. Why these whack niggas swinging when they all gon' miss? Take it from me, he was nice before all this. Yo, X rain on him, cause after that comes the blood. Rough riders feed all they dog with raw blood.
This is for my dog, this is for my dog. This is for my dog, this is for my dog. This is for my dog, this is for my dog. This is for my dog. For my dog,
my nigga, my
this is for my dog, 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 this is for my dog,
my nigga,
my people show love and haven't left me stranded yet. Though I have a death wish that ain't been granted yet. So until then, I'ma be that nigga all up in your chest.
Come on.
Until the Lord decides to lay my ass down to rest. Bless the body at the funeral and hope I don't burn. Was a hard-headed nigga, nope, I don't learn. Saw the truth but chose to ignore it. Wasn't going for it. Till a nigga had to give it to me. Then I thought, this is clear as day. I know here's the day. I'ma be on my way. Nothing more to say but take me, Lord. Make me, Lord, what you will. Really wanted to chill, but learn how to kill. It's been downhill from then on, cause I've been on shit and on. Every move to get 10 on the next act, but you know that's how to act. That's why these street niggas is waiting for the next track.
This is for my dog, this is for my dog. This is for my dog, this is for my dog. This is for my dog, this is for my dog. This is for my dog.
My nigga,
my nigga. This is for my dog, this is for my dog. This is for my dog.
Coma 2001,
About the same time Dre dropped 2001. 3 years later, the album is done. Aftermath presents Nigga With An Attitude, Volume 1. Rap critics politicking, wanna know the outcome. Ready to die reasonable, doubting doggy style and one. I feel like Pac after the Snoop Dogg trial was done. Dre behind that G-Series and all eyes on me. I watched the death of a dynasty, so I told Vibe magazine. Working with Dr. Dre was a... I had visions of making a classic. Then my world turned black, like I was staring out of Stevie Wonder's glasses. It's kinda hard to imagine, like Kanye West coming back from his fatal accident to beat making and rapping. But we the future. Whitney Houston told me that, and it's gonna take more than a bullet in the heart to hold me back.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, Left Eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye and
I brought you all my dreams.
Dreams of fucking a R&B bitch like Maya. When I saw that ass on the front of that King, read the article in the magazine. She loved gangsters, loved nasty things. So I'm in the glass house having nasty dreams. Good girls never give it up, but anything is possible. If 50 fuck Vivica, hurdle life's obstacles, found my way through the maze. Then joy turned to pain like Frankie Beverly and Maze. Used to dream of being unsigned hype, till I was crushed by Dave Mays. Almost let my pen fall asleep on the page. Daydreaming yesterday, dozing off backstage. I thought I saw Easy talking to Jam Master J. So I walked over, heard Jam Master say, it's a hard knock life, then you pass away. They say sleep is the cousin of death. So my eyes wide open, cause the dream is kin to your last breath.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, Left Eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye
and I brought you all my dreams.
The dream of Huey Newton, that's what I'm living to. The dream of Eric Wright, that's what I'm giving you. Who walked through the White House without a business suit? Compton had Jerry Curl dripping on Ronald Reagan's shoes. Gave Michael in my demo, came here to pay my dues. Started off with Who Kid, then I start blazing clue. It was all a dream like Big said it be. Don't sleep on me, homie, I bring nightmares to reality. Rap phenomenon, defying the rules of gravity. Studied all the classics, start revising my strategy. Cause Marshall Mathers made it, Curtis Jackson made it. Head in the clouds, wondering where the hell Marvin Gaye went. How do I say this? I'm living for my son, but I can't figure out why I'm at my temple with this gun. Wake up to a Jesus piece like a Catholic nun. The war to be a rap legend has just begun.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, Left Eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye
and I brought you all my dreams.
Dedicated to Yetunde Price, the sister of Venus and Serena Williams, who was slain during a gang shootout in Compton Sunday, September 14th, 2003. Rest in peace.
Peace, 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 peace of Black Power Family. Welcome to another episode of the Black Survive or Die series, broadcasting live every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party and the Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the leadership of National Chairwoman and Warrior Queen Crystal Muhammad. I speak of none other than my Atomic Airlight and Warrior Educator, founder of the Black Survivor Die series, founder of the Black Survivor and General Civilization class, the longest standing show here on Dude Knowledge Radio, the Black Dragon himself, Minister King Samir Shabazz. That phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Before I bring on our warrior educator, I wanted to deal with today's degree. And today's degree is wisdom, culture, freedom, all being born to equality. So on this day, we have a question to ask ourselves. On this Warrior Wednesday, we have a question to ask ourselves. Are we using the wisdom of our culture to deal equal in our liberation? Have we connected with the wisdom of our culture? Have we connected with the wisdom of our ancestors? Have we connected with the wisdom of our freedom fighters? Have we connected and made a commitment, a long-standing commitment to African liberation and to the decimation of all of our enemies, born and domestic? This is the only type of equality, because equality is to deal equal in all things. Have we come to terms? Have we come to grips? Have we taken the proper steps to align and orient our mind, body, and spirit and dedicate ourselves to the equality that is African liberation, the equality that is Black liberation, the equality that is the death, devastation, and decimation of our enemies who have plagued this planet for so long? And if that answer is yes, and you have converged on Warrior Wednesday with open minds, open hearts, and open spirits, and made that commitment and connection to the duties and responsibilities and the owe to our warrior ancestors to get the true reparations that can only be given to a warrior, then you are in the right place. And the rest of you snitches, the rest of you provocateurs, the rest of you agents, the rest of you sellouts, the rest of you fucking devil's advocates that are walking around here, that are seeking to stool pigeon, that are seeking to have listening observation posts set up here on Warrior Wednesday, death to you and all of your lineage, death to you and all of your descendants, death to you and all of your ancestral lineage. That's a snake of the grafted type, a coward, an eavesdropper, a snitch, a faggot, a devil's advocate, is what you are. And it's all you'll ever be, and that's who you came from. So for the warriors, for the freedom fighters, for the liberators who have gone beyond the level of theory in your mind, who have accepted the challenge and the task and has answered the warrior's call, we welcome you here to Warrior Wednesday, the Black Survivor Dies, the Black Survive or Die, the Black Survive or Die series that has been crafted out of the mind of a warrior
educator, a militant, a soldier, a war strategist, and a general who has surveyed the battlefield and has graciously given his time for the last 4 years here to this platform. No matter what has befallen our warrior comrades, in a space of consistency, in a space of commitment, in building a platform designed solely for our resurrection and rise, one of the strongest and long-standing shows here on the platform, the heartbeat where the warriors live. So every sacred day, every sacred Warrior Wednesday, when class is in session, this is the call for the warriors. So because the warriors have to converge and discuss battlefield strategy and give battlefield assessments and bring real-time intelligence here, there is a post that is left neglected. Because a warrior is supposed to be at his post, her post, with all nation, black property in view. So if the warrior has to come off the post in order to teach the class, who is taking that warrior's post? Who has properly relieved that warrior at their post, so that the warrior has to come into the classroom and converge? So again, the question goes back to, are we using the wisdom of our ancestral culture to deal equal in our liberation and the devastation and destruction of our enemy? And if you cannot answer that question in the affirmative, and you're here, you should have your pens and your pads and your whole being engaged. And those who are willing like yourself, you should bring more people with you to this class. But if you were a coward, a snake, a rat, a faggot, a devil's advocate, any of those other names that you are so deserving of having, besides dead man or dead woman, race traitor, treasonist, an advocate of a snake and a grafted type. Your day of reckoning, your Yom Kiyomah, your day of standing, when you will be called to account for your atrocities against your people, against your ancestors, against your bloodline, is vastly approaching. So with that, becomes my honor and privilege and duty to introduce to some and present to others our warrior educator, our war general, worthy of such a rank, who has sojourned in the hells and smells of North America and all over the planet, teaching and training and motivating and instructing and imparting discipline for the proper cultivation of an insurrection spirit that is suitable and befitting to be called a warrior. Here on Warrior Wednesday, the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, the National Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, my brother and warrior educator, one of the last in the line and legacy of a true student of that bold, shiny, bald head warrior, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, our beloved ancestor. I bring before you Minister King Samir Shabazz, Black Power.
Black power, black power, black power. A BB for Hodier. Peace to the gods and earth. And all of the wonderful black greetings. I want to send the absolute most blackest, absolute most African, the absolute most revolutionariest greeting of Israelitu to the founder of Do the Knowledge Radio, my brother, my brother, my brother. Knowledge born Allah, truly give thanks. And Israelitu to all of my Opla comrades in Johannesburg, South Africa, in Zimbabwe, Sharpeville, Cliptown, Pretoria, to the entire regiment, to the political party of the PAC, the Pan-African Congress of Azania, to the Black Riders Liberation Party, to the new Black Panther Party, and to all of the warriors in the street. Class, tonight's topic, something I've been trying to deal with for the last couple of weeks. But we've had heavier bills in place, so I had to acknowledge that and move accordingly, you dig? But tonight we're going to talk about, well, we always talk about white supremacy, but we're going to get a little bit more in depth of white supremacy. And I don't want to hear all this, oh, I don't say white supremacy because I don't give the white man power. Shut your ass up. You take your ass to a 9-to-5, God damn it, you giving the Crockett some power. You working a 9-to-5 so you can pay your gas, water, and electric bill and your damn rent that you pay into the goddamn white man. So hush up. White supremacy, white rule, white power, and the new so-called order. Identify, face, and destroy. White supremacy is your local and global power system and dynamic structure maintained by persons who classify themselves as white, whether consciously or subconsciously determined, which consists of patterns of perception, logic, symbol information, thought, speech, action, and emotional response as conducted simultaneously in all areas of people activity, such as economics, education, entertainment, labor, laws, politics, religion, sex, war, you name it, it's there. So for the ultimate purpose of white genetic survival and to prevent white genetic annihilation on the planet Earth and any planet upon which the vast and overwhelming majority of people are classified as non-white by white people, it is these people who are genetically and just by nature itself inferior. So now that we have a clearer understanding on what white rulership and what white power is, let's look at a few things here. Let's go through some examples, because I don't want you to be misled by a lot of these false-ass teachings out here who are, at the end of the night, basically trying to align themselves with white folks behind closed doors in some soothing-ass way. See? But here we are, Warrior Wednesdays, to bust up your urophilia. So, the inability to be righteous, the inability to be civilized. What is this new world all about? Who's patternizing or who's modeling this new world? And when you say new world, what in the hell do you mean new world? Who are the participants? Who are the residents in this new world? Who are the slaves and the who are the slave masters in this new world? Who's going to be the defense mechanism, or what are going to be the defense mechanism to defend this new world? New world militia. These are your local and state police. Your FBI, your CIA, your Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, National Guard, state troopers, the sheriff, the counterintelligence program, Negroes, the Klan, the neo-Nazis, the skinheads, the Aryans, and every goddamn cracker with firepower, prisons, concentration camps, jails, county jails, probation and parole officers, and the motherfucking United Nations. You see these bastards right in your faces every single day. The courthouses, you see them. The bailiffs, even the goddamn clerk. I don't give a damn how pretty she is. She's one of them. She go eat coffee and goddamn donuts with the damn judge and the police. She's one of them. So these are the militia forces. These are the defense forces of this new world. Mind you, your black ass and my black ass ain't a part of this new world. So don't you shut your mouth, not even as a slave. Because the overall objective, comrade, of this so-called new world, it's a world without niggas. It's a world without Mexicans and Puerto Ricans. It's a world without Bruce Lees and Jet Lees. This cracker don't want to be amongst anybody but them damn selves. That is what white power is all about. But here we are, screaming black power, but want to be included in every goddamn thing with every goddamn body. You just want to be assimilated into the processing of the pie. You want to be a part of the humanity pie. So we have to look, comrade. Why are the police shooting us at such a high-ass alarming rate today? And getting away with it. Why? Because they have taken steps towards their new world. They have started the removal of African people, not just in the United States, all over the globe, man. Don't think this shit is just happening in America. You need to wake up. You need to expand your brain cells. You need to go global. That's what the so-called internet is for, going global. But here you are stuck in a box, stuck in a Mark Zuckerberg box. These forces are in complete operation. These forces are in complete unison. These forces know and understand they have a job to do, a military job to do. Why? This is why they're called the goddamn militia. They have to move and operate as such. Their training, their tactics, their daily operations, even down to the way they drive. Everything the white man does is for him to remain in power. Let me go to another degree. We're going to get a little deeper now. Because we're talking about warfare, being able to identify, face, and goddamn completely destroy. See? So, in warfare, there's six classes of warfare. Biological warfare. Some examples of biological warfare: AIDS, herpes, gonorrhea, syphilis, STDs, biological warfare, cancer, biological warfare. Flu vaccinations and all these goddamn vaccines you standing in long-ass lines with your children to be inoculated with. Birth control. Planned Parenthood. This is biological warfare. Implants. Butt plants and all that kind of foolishness. Biological warfare. Pills and all these weird-ass drugs that these crackers giving you, so-called prescribed. And these are the motherfuckers that are prescribing the drugs that are taking you out of your African mind. Biological warfare. Sickle cell anemia. Biological warfare. Any infection and any dis-ease to the body and to the mind is biological warfare. Before the white man came from the caves and the hills of Europe on the Isle of Pelop, which most of you may know as Patmos. We didn't have this kind of syphilis and gonorrhea and bestiality and AIDS and all this foolishness. All of these sick-ass diseases to the body. We were the curers of dysfunction, of bodily dysfunction. Have you forgotten that you are the master of the universe? Diabetes. Biological warfare. Let's go to the next degree. These are just some examples I'm giving you. So now, what your job is tonight, class, research. I'm just giving you a few examples of all of these degrees of warfare, but your job is to research even further. Pay attention, know, and understand what the fuck your enemy is doing. Not just once a week. On a daily goddamn basis. Chemical warfare. Oh, damn. This list of examples is a little bit longer because I wanted to make sure some of y'all get it. And it's a damn shame right now. Someone listening is debating in their head, saying to themselves, this ain't true, becoming a defensive accommodator for white folks. But it's all right. We're going to kick the hell out of that mental side. Don't worry. We here. We're family. Crack cocaine. Well, crack and cocaine. Nerve agents. Vomiting gases. Irritant gases. How about this one? Malt liquor. Alcohol. Nerve gases, I already said, blister gases, blood gases, pesticides on food. How about this one? Fake food that you niggas eat every day. I don't understand for the life of me how somebody can walk into a goddamn seafood joint and order imitation crab meat. The shit looks like complete goddamn plastic rubber. And you just eat it, just as happy. Don't you know a lot of these goddamn foods are made from recycled garbage? These seedless fruits and boneless animals and all that kind of shit. I know there's different ways of stripping chicken. I'm not talking about that. See, you got to go a little deeper. Think outside of your box. These motherfuckers are cloning animals. Chemical warfare. These low-budget-ass supermarkets in our community. Chemical warfare. Seedless oranges, seedless grapes, seedless watermelon. Next, they're going to be giving you goddamn skinless bananas. Bananas ain't growing from the damn tree no more. They're growing out the rocks. And you Negroes gonna eat them. Because the white man said it is approved by the FDA. Food and dope. I mean Drug Administration. So your urophilia automatically kicks in because you constantly believe that white is right. Because it's already been programmed into your head since you was a little boy or a little girl. White is right. White is more beautiful. Huh? White folks, only the white folks can be superheroes. Only the white folks can go out in space. Only the white folks can be champions. You have been programmed to accept anything your master gives you. Polluted water. Hell, polluted sky. Food coloring, preservatives, flavorings, and all these unnatural additives. And you dare say the white man ain't the devil? Heroin, PCP, and all of these mind-altering drugs that takes you completely out of yourself. Next degree. And these, again, these are just some examples. Your homework assignment tonight is to further the research. Mental warfare. You know the first on my list, don't you? How many of y'all can say what I'm about to say as number one weapon in mental warfare against African people? When you call in and push one, I want to hear your answer to that. What is the number one weapon used against a black man through mental warfare? I'm going to skip that one because I want to hear y'all answer. Now, if nobody push one, which I know y'all scared to, but I'm just saying, nobody push one, I'll give you the answer. But I want to hear your thinking. I want to hear who's really paying attention. I want to hear from you. So I'm going to skip the first one, but I'm going to go to the next example, which would be the American public school system. Colleges and universities, newspapers, magazines, radio, video, books, televised vision, propaganda, mental warfare. But there's one, that number one weapon they use as means through propaganda of mental warfare. The number one. God damn it, y'all know the answer. You know it. And when you know it. It's right over the tip of your brain. You know it. the number one weapon used in propaganda and mental warfare against black people. Let me go to the next degree. Economic warfare. Welfare, taxes, rent, mortgages, parking meters, tolls, payment for natural resources. You know, the white man charges you for fucking air. This bastard charges you hundreds of dollars for a goddamn air conditioner that freezes air from the outside to the inside. You know, this bastard charges for ice, frozen water. Hell, the motherfucker charged for water. This is economic warfare. Mass transportation. The nearest bus system in your hood or rail system in your hood. Economic warfare. Right now, Philadelphia has the highest motherfucking public transportation fare in the country. And they get ready to go up again. See? So war has been declared on us from all fronts. And I'm not even done yet. Black community, foreign economic colonization. Gentrification. From foreigners. In your hood. Come buy up all the abandoned houses on your block. Own every goddamn property on your block now. And charge you 400 times higher than what they would charge their own cracker ass people. But that's all right, because we're gonna do for self. Next degree, political warfare. White and black crooked ass politicians. Illegal and cheating ass elections. Rigging the polls and constantly putting bootlickers before you as leaders, whose ultimate goal is to deceive and manipulate you into still thinking white is right, white is better. See, everybody wants to be a fucking humanist today. So when we start talking black power and black liberation and real African sovereignty, niggas get upset because their europhilia is being challenged. I had a nigga say to me yesterday, he gonna talk about, yeah, you know, we all need to learn Spanish because, you know, in 5 more years, it's going to be the leading language to get a job. You ain't going to be able to get a job if you don't know Spanish. I said, nigga, what about learning African? Any goddamn African language or African dialect? How about that? How about you get out of the motherfucking comfortableism of doing for somebody else? Now you talk about learning motherfucking Spanish to go work for the white man. But what about learning your own African language? Hell, what about learning your own African culture? What about learning to be African? We so goddamn silly. But I'm showing you how we've been processed into being so goddamn silly. Because all these degrees of warfare we're constantly a part of in somehow, some way, each and every single day. The black race is at war every day, every minute of this motherfucking land called America. So you pick your poison. You pick your poison. See, we didn't realize until Master Farad Muhammad came. Uh-oh. And when he came, he said, if we're going to build a nation, then we have to have a defense militia. We have to have a new world militia. So when I speak of a new world, I'm talking about a black world order. Huh? If we go to Lost Found Muslim Lesson Number 1, question number 12, top of the clock, the straight and narrow. Knowledge and the wisdom, boning, understanding. But this question is very relevant to this New World Militia. He said, what is the meaning of FOI? What is the meaning of FOI? Answer, the fruit of Islam. Wait a goddamn minute, King Samir. What the hell are you talking about? What the fruit got to do with Islam? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said you could tell a tree by the fruit that it bears. So when a man came on July 4th, 1914, a new tree was in the Garden of Eden. And this tree produced a fruit that gave birth to a nation, a new world. You could tell the tree by the fruit that it bears. And the fruit is what? The best part of the tree. The fruit is the manifestation of the tree. So, if the fruit is ripe and ready, then the root of the fruit, it's got to be a strong root. This has to be a producing root because it had to be trained and nourished and cared for properly in order to give productive fruit. It had to produce it itself. The tree had to be productive because the fruit is the manifestation of the tree. So if the fruit is producing, then the product is all ripe and ready. If the root is productive, then it's going to constantly manifest great product, right? The fruit of Islam. Now we know and understand that Islam is mathematics, and mathematics is Islam.
And when I speak of Islam, I'm not talking about no damn dusty covered up Arab in the motherfucking Sudan somewhere. I'm talking the original, the natural culture of the original man. I'm talking about that wise culture of the original man. Because my equality is being manifested. My understanding is understood. You dig? So Islam is the beginning of all things. Because mathematics is the beginning. But if the original man has no beginning, we have no ending. Then this means Islam has no beginning and has no ending. So therefore, this tree has no beginning and no ending. Because it's constantly bearing fruit. It's constantly bearing us strong warriors to fight this goddamn crap. See? God don't die. So this is the name given to the military training of the men that belonged to Islam in North America. It didn't say training of men that belonged to the Nation of Islam. It didn't say the training of men that belonged to Sunni Islam, Ahmadiyyan Islam, Bilalian Islam. It said the training of men that belong to Islam. It didn't say nothing about no fucking Arabs. What is Islam? Islam is mathematics. The universal way of life. That all nine planets, the law that all nine planets move and adhere to. Law. So Islam is law. I didn't say it was Arab's law. I didn't say it's a white man's law. Islam is the law of the original man by nature. We didn't have to make salat seven times a goddamn day, 5 to 7 times a day. Before the white man came on the planet Earth. Did y'all know that? Who the hell were you praying to? Before the cracker came among us, there was no such thing as no bowing on our damn knees praying to some fucking spook. Mental warfare. But it says the name given to the military training. This means we have to have a militia if we're being military trained. To the men. He didn't just name a few brothers. This means all of us, black man. All of us belong under this banner of defending what is in the best interest of black people. See? But we too goddamn scared. Because we so used to wanting to be included. Let me tell you something. Revolutions that require every African including those who consciously see our enemies as their eternal ally and work to promote and protect any enemy subversive interests among our people, do not succeed.
So you could be traitors, you could be the betrayers. But we have a militia. Black man, you have a responsibility as a black man to be a part of your militia. See, it's three things, three myths I want us to understand as Revolutionary Warrior scholars. As a revolutionary, you will hear three myths which can seriously damage your morale, your motivation, your time, your focus. See? So we have to deal with things accordingly. Now, I just gave you some examples of the type of warfare that we face every single day. And we covered the sciences of militia. Now we got to get into the militia part just a little bit deeper, because as a revolutionary, you must understand the unseen forces. See? Yes, we believe in the seen, but we also acknowledge the unseen, because it gives a balance. Do we worship and focus on the unseen? Hell no, because we know the unseen comes from the seen, and the seen with the unseen. But what you can't see with the physical eye, you can see with the mind. First myth, and I'm sure we always hear this one: you can never remove your enemy. Another is the assumption that a revolution cannot occur with a general consensus at a grassroots level. And the third, about which we just spoke, is directly tied to the second, is that revolutions must include everyone in order to be successful. So the latter is the most damaging assumption of the three, because it implies that revolution cannot possibly become successful without including those of us who have vested interest in being a fucking European, as well as those who may not want to be them but still live for their love and validation. We have to be able to identify, face, and destroy white supremacy. So the illusion of inclusion, if you will. You niggas have become so saturated. But you don't understand how deep your europhilia is making you fucking suffer even more. You would rather fight me because I challenge the way you think as a goddamn Tom. But you'll smile and do a fucking jig for this cracker. Every time he come around you, you put a smile on your damn skin and grinning ass nigga face. Together, these two groups
add up to the vast majority of African people in this society. And that's sad as hell. But in the effort to move in any direction, comrade, signaling the possibility of empowerment, that revolution has never been an option for Negroes. A domesticated dog does not know how to hunt. African proverb. Now, we're at the top of the hour, a little bit past, and we're going to take a small music break. The call-in number, please, and I want to know your answer. I didn't forget. I want to hear your answer. The call-in number is 929-477-1755. 929-477-1755. Push the number one. I want to hear some answers tonight. God damn it. Push the number one. We'll be right back after this small music break. Power.
Doesn't match your ancestors, you are already doomed. Immune system attack, vax made to hate being black. Your god is your enemy mentally, spiritually it's a trap. Then you get sent to school, you only learn to be a tool for white domination, playing the game to lose. What you wanna be when you grow up is what you ask. The size alive, this crack already got some plans. Will it be dead or jail? Maybe you could be an instrument. Become police or join the military, benefiting them. Everything you do is evil for or against, but you know better, you starting to lose all your friends. Everybody thinks you're crazy, but you keep searching. You learn this white man's a demon, and you wanna burn him. So you organize, your blackness gets glorified, and you swear to decapitate the devil before you die. Cut the head.
Burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head. Burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head. Burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head. Burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head. Burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head. Burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head.
Okay. Yeah, let's go.
Stopped in the burbs. Turned a random doorknob, walked in the house like,
is anybody home?
Corny ass K-bitch at the door about to greet, oh, made her forehead a peephole when I bust through that screen door. Ran to the back, shot her man in the back. He was running, I was gunning, that was the plan of attack. Grandpa in the backyard with a bag of charcoal, snuck up on him, put his grill on the grill.
Yo, that's harsh, oh.
Where the hell you come from? Didn't I say wait in the car, yo?
Yo, I thought I heard a noise.
Go back to the car, bro.
Right.
Keep the engine running. Honk if you hear something. I gotta look upstairs, make sure nobody seen nothing. Not even 2 minutes. I hear that sucker peeling. I'm doing God's work. And I got a funny feeling that this dude called the cops. And they probably calling SWAT. I got this itty bitty nine. I had that fully in the car. Upstairs clear, the attic in the basement too. Must be my lucky day.
I
found an AR in that basement.
Cool.
Threw it over, then I hopped the fence, back door wide open, ran up the steps, then I crept, walked by a mirror, seen brain fragments and flesh,
man, I gotta change my clothes,
before the dragnet is set, when I hit the living room,
a dude is banging his pet,
staring the headlight effect,
when he was handed his death,
still got the AR,
I ain't handled it yet,
still Glock until hammer go, but I got 9 in the clip. Man, I'm from the Isles, I gotta find a machete maroon style. I wanna sever some heads off they necks. Clever bet. Matter of fact, fireplace lumber.
Check.
So I know they got an axe. Went to the kitchen, got the cleaver, feel this. Time to lighten my load so I could jet like Revis. Jumped a novel fence before I did lose the 9. Made it look like Mr. Doggy Style committed suicide.
Same gun.
Maybe he committed the neighbor's homicide.
I already got an alibi.
That Mobutu gotta die. Seen a nanny look like my mammy. Put that knife to her face. Told her like Mark Essex, I'm only killing Whitey today. Gagged her, tied her up, and went upstairs. From the steps I could see 2 crackers up there. The man threw up his hands and he said, please don't hurt her, my wife is pregnant, she's expecting on the 3rd, sir. I don't give a damn, I let that trigger blam. Come here Molly, for you I got bigger plans. Slit her throat, slit her stomach, oh. When that baby hit the floor, I stomped that cracker like a roach. Now nanny tied up, I got that AR axe and knife. If it were up to you, what should I do with my life? Are the pigs coming, do I go out in a blaze? Are they not coming, do I war another day? Do I catch up to the traitor and make him pay? Do I kill more crackers or take my own life away? I let you decide how the story plays. Praise Nat Turner to Garvey the Glory.
I know it's gory, hey.
Plenty dead crackers from infant to old age.
Is it refreshing or unsettling?
When I put it to your ears, if it's uncomfortable,
why listen to Black Death all day?
That's a lesson you gotta question
before you get in my face.
Stone cold hypocrite.
Zimmerman must be innocent.
That cracker should be at the bottom of the damn river. Trayvon Martin. Ramali Graham. Javis Carter. Oscar Grant. Raker Boyd. Ayanna Jones. It's a long list. Should I keep going? Marissa Alexander. Eric Oliver. She had an abusive man. He stood up to a mob of them. You wanna nitpick, Instagram and Twitpick. When the police violate, you don't wanna flick. We at war and you don't seem to know. Bad enough for when our people get killed. You ain't mad enough. If I bust in a crowd of crackers, are they innocent?
I know exactly who you are,
depending on your answer. We at war and you don't seem to know. Bad enough for when our people get killed. You ain't mad enough.
What's the matter, dawg? Is something wrong? You alright? After all, it's just a song. Why the uproar? People, come on. Is something wrong? It's just a song. They kill us in real life. I just wish them harm. It's just a song. it's just a song. But you ain't mad enough. Nah, you ain't mad enough. No, you ain't mad enough. Yes, we ain't mad enough. You ain't mad enough. Nah, you ain't mad enough. You ain't mad enough. Guess we ain't mad enough. But you ain't mad enough. Nah, you ain't mad enough. No, you ain't mad enough. Guess we ain't mad enough. You ain't mad enough. Nah, you ain't mad enough. You ain't mad enough. Guess we ain't mad enough.
We're black, we're black, we're black, we're blacker than black.
Black power, black power. You're listening live to the King Samir Black Survive or Die class right here on Due to Knowledge Radio, Warrior Wednesdays, every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the blackest station on the waves at this point in time. And for the last 4 or 5 years or so, we've been rolling. You dig? Even in my absence of being kidnapped, you know what I'm saying? I give praises and honor to the comrades for keeping this specific class going. You know, even though it's under a new title, but we black. You dig? We black. So I want to go to the phone line because I don't want to pound y'all, you know, too much. I want to save some of this stuff, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to cram you, because you do have some research to do tonight. Make sure you do your research, family. Please do not just what I say. Do not just take what I say on face value. I'm not fucking TD Fakes and all these other Negroes that y'all be bowing to, and all these so-called elders that, you know, they can't never say nothing wrong or do no damn wrong. That's some bullshit. Because a lot of this shit these so-called elders is out here teaching is leading us straight black to hell. And I'm telling you, and in fact, I'm not just telling you, I'm warning you. I'm warning you. I see it with my own eyes, and I hear it with my own damn ears. And I just sit here like, you just think you just going to slide that right past like nobody heard that. See, but you got to pay attention, comrade. So this is why when it comes to this class, oh, yes, you're going to get homework assignments. You dig? That you must sit with your family and your children and build about. This is class. This ain't just, shit, man, listen. You got the wrong station for the bullshit. You dig? So do we have any callers? 929-477-1755 is the call-in number. Do we have any callers that push the number one? I know y'all are listening, and I thank you for your support, but we need you to hit that number one button. Anybody push that one button?
God, you ran everybody off the airwaves today, God. Everybody. It was just one by one, like click, 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 click. By the time we went to the music break, God, it was a wrap. I said, what the fuck is this shit right here? Everybody, it was like click, click. I was like, damn. Everybody? Shit.
Yes, I set a record. Run them up out of here. And it is what it is. Well, talk about Ajax. Okay. Well, that's a damn first. But hey, that's what the truth does. You know what I mean? That's what the truth does. So everybody hung up, I mean, y'all some bullshit to die. That means the sword has done its job.
That's it.
So, that's it.
Shit, my answer was that propaganda tool that is used is the number one propaganda tool that is used against the black men and black people is the black woman. That's the number one propaganda tool that is used, that has been Willie Lynch in interwoven into the lynching. That's the needle that was put in the back of the head. You understand what I'm saying? This is the tool that they use. They will always, find one. They will always find one.
You ain't got nothing on this crack of Jesus, though.
Ooh, I was going to go there, but I was like, that's like low hanging fruit around the world. You understand what I'm saying?
No. The number one, God, crack of Jesus.
But who did they give that picture to? Give to you. You understand what I'm saying? You remember that episode of Good Times? You know what I'm saying? Little Michael showing, hey, from this paper Muhammad speaks, blah, 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 according to Revelation, blah, blah, blah. This ain't the color of Jesus. You understand? And for that moment right there with a tide, with a turn, we know the bastard Jews and they, you know, attempts and shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that was a turning tide. When they had that black Jesus up, their family was doing good. You understand what I'm saying? Like there's some things you can't mix. When they put that revolutionary Jesus, it was like, black Jesus, we on the road.
What's crazy? I was just fucking reading, going through my notes. I was going through the ISIS papers, God. And as soon as I opened the book, he was talking about that particular episode of Good Times. And she broke it down to every single character and why they even brought that episode forward like that and then just smashed that shit. You see what I'm saying? Crack of Jesus must prevail. Yo, this shit crazy. All right, so we're going to wrap this up then. Is everybody been got ghosts? Black family? Mystery God ghost listeners? We out of here. Power.
The assault against African centeredness is increasing in size and magnitude. There's a lot of fear in our community. There's a lot of need to be validated and loved by enemies in our community. There's a lot of need to run from who you are because it is something that you despise. Self-hatred and matricide are deep, and it seems like they're growing deeper. But what I see in front of me tells me that it's not victorious. If there's one person sitting here, then that means that we haven't lost. We have a lot of work to do, and we need to focus our attention on our children because they're the ones who are the primary targets. But now on this issue and every other issue of insanity, it turns us into somebody who we are not. If we're going to win, we have to produce warriors.
Initiated, student of the Ewa, so baptized by the warrior teachers. I'm training, learning how to shoot the gauge while you burn the stage playing video games. This message here's for the RBG Brigade. Shed blood, bring peace, that's the warrior's way. Libation is the blood, sweat, and tears. EYA, Hashe, I'm bringing death to the quiz. I wanna live, so I die for the kids. Back smack, gangsters coming home from bids. Free your dome, you're only hard to kill your own. A straight race traitor, the white man's clone. Burrito man, I'ma continue to plan. Choke the life out of a cracker with my bare hands. That's my word, my deed, and my thought. From sun up to sundown, true warriors fought.
This needs to be emulated everywhere we are at. Those people who are calling themselves warriors, well, the root word of warrior is war. And either you're playing games and trying to be a faith thug, or you really are about the business of protecting your community because you realize
handshake. Look a brother in the eye so I can tell if he fake. I can see through the disguise if he got a forked tongue, speaking disrespectful lies. Asata Baba Baruti, respect him cause he wise. Dropping wisdom on the pages, so stand up and be courageous. Our enemies engaging with grenades and shotty gauges, with machetes, with the razors, with the stick or with the stone, or bare knuckles to their faces. Got a hatred for the racist, other times are for the traitors. Won't forget about the lynchings, how they fed us to the gators. Real gangsters protect their neighbors, won't betray us for some paper. Our secrets keep it sacred, our legacy's the greatest. They the greatest cause they haters, they some haters. I drop it like an anchor with the hopes that it'll change us. The artificial flavors, you wanna be a player while they hanging. So which team you playing for, the underdog or for the face?
Warriors are supposed to be about the business of defending those people in their community. They're supposed to be about the business of making people comfortable, giving them a space. People say warriors are healers, and they are. Sometimes healing is that tough love thing where you gotta handle people in a particular way. But our job is to make it so that our people have all obstacles removed from their way of being African.